This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Nationwide, tens of thousands of Indigenous households use firewood to help heat their homes. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel visited one tribe that's making sure their elders have the chopped wood they need.
It's a sun-splashed morning at the Washoe Tribe of Nevada in California's Woodyard, a patch of land about the size of a football field. Foreman Kenneth Cruz, who's backdropped by snow-capped mountains, is watching crew member Jacob Van use a chainsaw to cut up logs of thick tamarack pine.
That looks dense.
Yeah, it is. It's really dense. You could tell the difference between this one and that cedar. This will cut right through that cedar, but when it comes to this tamarack,
These slices of cedar and pine will eventually be hauled over to a firewood processor on the other end of the yard. That machine, making those squeaky sounds, automatically splits logs into even cuts of firewood. They bought this and other equipment with a $1 million grant from the U.S. Forest Service in 2023. Now, the tribe produces about 1,000 cords of firewood a year. One cord provides heating for about 1 month. Some surplus firewood ends up on shelves in local gas stations and grocery stores. If you buy some, you're helping the Washoe Tribe's energy initiative.
The idea is that for every cord that is sold, that also pays to have a cord cut, split, and delivered to a tribal elder.
It's a program called Wood for Elders. It's similar to a food bank, but instead of food, Cruz and his crew deliver firewood to about 110 Washoe elders at no cost. For years, the tribe relied on volunteers to split wood from their forests and donate bundles to as many elders as possible. But they didn't have a consistent amount of volunteers or wood. But now they have a paid crew, and every elder receives at least 3 cords of firewood each winter, which would normally cost someone about $900, Cruz says.
Some rely solely on wood for their heat. You know, that helps out those people that have a hard time through the winter.
The Washoe Tribe says nearly 3/4 of members heat their homes with firewood and have the option of another form of fuel, like propane. But 1/3 heat their homes solely with firewood.
They can't afford to pay, you know, high prices of propane. And if we have long winters with snow, then the firewood is the way that everybody would heat their homes.
That's Washoe Tribal Chairman Sorrell Smokey. He says the tribe strategically removes logs from overgrown forests and areas previously scorched by wildfire. The tribe has also partnered with the National Forest Foundation. The group hauls out damaged logs from forest thinning and donates them to the Washoe Woodyard to use for their elders program. Sam Pankratz is the foundation's Rocky Mountain region manager.
Our ability to remove some of this material and put it to good use while sort of also coming up with solutions to address what to do with hazardous fuels. So it really is a sort of a win-win in that sense.
In all, the foundation provides wood to tribes in Nevada, Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, Montana, Arizona, and California. They partner with the Hopi, Ute Mountain Ute, Northern Arapaho, Shoshone Paiute, Eastern Shoshone, Shoshone Bannock tribes, and Navajo Nation. In the Navajo Nation, which stretches across parts of Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, more than 60% of households use wood to heat their homes. Thousands of families. Rosanna Jumbo Fitch is the Navajo Chinle chapter president.
It's a huge benefit because it's used for warming the home, cooking, and everyday needs.
Back at the Washoe Woodyard, Cruz is taking inventory of the different types of timber they have on hand.
Most of it is Jeffrey pine. We do have some sugar pine. We have some red fir, white fir, have some oak, and we do have some cedar.
All of it, more wood for the elders.
To me, it's a good feeling that I think we're doing something good for our communities and for our people.
The Washoe Woodyard will sell firewood to other tribes across the region if they are low on this precious and potentially life-saving energy resource. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.